Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today is the first Sunday of Advent, and as such, we have out the Advent wreath. Now, the Advent wreath is a countdown wreath. It's counting down the Sundays until Christmas. Four candles on the outside represent the four Sundays of Advent. The white candle represents Christmas. It's in a circle, which represents God, who, like a circle, is without beginning and end. The evergreen, well, the evergreens represent eternal life. Same reason we use Christmas trees that are evergreens. The first candle is sometimes called the prophecy candle. It represents the hope of the Old Testament believers as they listen to the prophets about the coming Messiah. And hundreds of years before the Messiah actually came, we knew so much about the Messiah as well, because the prophets weren't speaking their own words. They were speaking the word of God. As 2 Peter 1 says, verse 21, "For no prophecy was ever produced by the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit." Four things. I want to share four prophecies with you about the Messiah today that describe who the Messiah is and what he would do. Four predictions about the Messiah from the Old Testament prophets Isaiah, Micah, and Jeremiah. Starting with Isaiah, who predicted, number one, the Messiah would be born of a virgin. Isaiah predicted 700 years before Jesus was born, and he predicted, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." Isaiah 7:14. You know, Isaiah prophesied 700 years before Christ, B.C., The United States of America has only been around 245 years. That's how long before Jesus that Isaiah lived and made his prophecies. Now, there were many prophecies before this, going all the way back to the Garden of Eden, Genesis 3:15. But this particular prophecy given by the prophet Messiah, by the prophet Isaiah, is one of the most astounding. Isaiah prophesied that the Messiah would be born in a miraculous way, that he would be born of a virgin. Needless to say, this had never happened before in all of history, and it won't occur again. The Messiah's birth is truly unique. Just as amazing, the boy that would be born to the virgin will be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. So Isaiah is predicting that the Messiah, the Christ, would be born of a virgin, and that he would be God in the flesh, dwelling among us. And of course, that was perfectly fulfilled in the person of Jesus. 700 years later, God sent the angel Gabriel to announce some good news to a virgin named Mary. "Good news, Mary, you're going to have a baby, not just any baby, but a son. He will be the Son of the Most High, and his kingdom will never end." To which Mary replied, naturally enough, "How can this be, for I am a virgin?" Gabriel explained that this is not a normal birth. It was the miracle of God. "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you." Even more than that, the baby born would truly be Emmanuel, God with us. Gabriel explained that he is the Son of the Most High, the very Son of God. Or as John put it, "The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us." He truly is Emmanuel. Everything happened just the way the prophet had said. Number one, the Old Testament predicted that the Messiah would be born of a virgin. Number two, he would be born in Bethlehem. Not only did the prophets predict how the Messiah would be born, they even predicted exactly where the Messiah would be born. Micah was a contemporary of Isaiah. Again, so he was living and prophesying 700 years BC before Christ. And Micah predicted that the Messiah would not be born in Jerusalem, where you would expect, but in a small town, a village outside of Jerusalem called Bethlehem. Now, even though it was small, Micah said that it would be very important. "But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from of old, from ancient days. Micah 5, verse 2. The true king, the Messiah, would come from a small, unimportant town called Bethlehem. Micah, like Isaiah, shared that the Messiah would be not just another human, but much more than human. Although born in Bethlehem, his real origins are from of old, from ancient of days. Now, that fulfillment happened exactly how Micah had predicted. 700 years later, in the days of Caesar Augustus, when Quirinius was governor of Syria, there went out a decree that all the world should be taxed. Each person went to his hometown to be taxed. Joseph and Mary went back to the place where their families had come from, a small village outside of Jerusalem called Bethlehem, which would then become the most famous small town in all of history. As Matthew tells us, Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea. Matthew 2:1 says, "Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king." Jesus was born in Bethlehem in the days of Herod, but his true origins go back into eternity. He is the eternal, almighty Son of God, the Son of the Most High. "In the beginning was the Word," John says, "and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning," in the very beginning, the most ancient of times. In fact, from all of eternity itself, he is the eternal Son of God. From all eternity, he is the Alpha and the Omega. Everything happened just as Isaiah predicted and just as Micah predicted. Which brings us to the last prophet that we're going to talk about today. And his name is Jeremiah. Jeremiah predicted that the Messiah would be a descendant of David. That's number three. The Messiah would be born of a virgin. Number two, the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem. Number three, the Messiah would be a descendant of David. Jeremiah 33:15 says, "In those days and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land." Now, Jeremiah, he lived about 100 years after Isaiah and Micah, so he prophesied around 600 years B.C. Isaiah had predicted that the kingdom of Judah would, like a tree, be cut down and become a stump. 100 years later, Jeremiah would live to see that happen. Jeremiah would live during very dark and destructive times. Jeremiah lived during the time of the last kings of Judah. The Babylonians would invade, and they would destroy the temple. They would destroy the kingdom. They would take many of the people of Judah as captives to Babylon. They would overthrow those kings of Judah. The temple would be destroyed. The kingdom would be finished. It seemed like there would be no more kings of Judah that were descended from David. But Jeremiah, in the midst of those dark times, gives the people of Judah hope that out of that stump of Judah, a righteous branch would grow. A descendant of David would once again sit on the throne of David and bring justice and righteousness in the land. That descendant would be the righteous branch, spoken of first by Isaiah and now spoken of by Jeremiah. The descendant would be the righteous branch, the Messiah himself. And of course, the fulfillment was in the person of Jesus Christ. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father, David. Luke 1, verse 32. The baby born of Mary would fulfill Jeremiah's prophecy. You see, Joseph and Mary were both descendants of David, which is why they went to Bethlehem. David was born in Bethlehem. It was the place of their ancestors. So Jesus is a true descendant of David through both Joseph and Mary. You see, everything happened just as the prophets predicted, just as Isaiah and Micah and Jeremiah predicted. Jesus is the true descendant of David and the true king of Israel. But more than that, he is the King of kings and the Lord of lords, the king of all people. And he will reign not for a few years or for a few decades, but forever. Revelation 11 verse 15 says, the kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our God and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. Alleluia. And number four, the prophets predicted that the Messiah would be born of a virgin, that he would be born in Bethlehem, that he would be a descendant of David, and number four, the Messiah would be our righteousness. In those days, Jeremiah wrote, Judah will be saved and Jerusalem will dwell securely, and this is the name by which it will be called, the Lord is our righteousness. Not only will Judah be saved along with the entire world, but we'll have a new name, Yahweh Tsidkenu, the Lord our righteousness. The Lord himself would not only bring righteousness and justice, he would literally become their righteousness. And of course, that too was fulfilled in the person of Jesus Christ. Jesus is truly human, born of the Virgin Mary, but he's also true God, begotten of the Father from all eternity. Jesus came as the Messiah, as the Christ, not only to deliver us from political enemies like Babylon and Rome, but more importantly, to deliver us from the power of sin and death. And that's what he did, by dying for our sins on the cross. 2 Corinthians 5 tells us what happens at the cross. It says, for our sake, God made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. At the cross, Jesus was given all of our sin, the sins of the whole world. Each one of our sins was placed on Jesus. And at the cross, Jesus exchanged our sin for his righteousness. We receive his righteousness as the free gift of God, and this righteousness covers over our sin. Jesus, our Messiah, came and saved us from sin and from death, just as the prophets had predicted. In fact, everything happened just as the prophets had predicted, just as Isaiah and Micah and Jeremiah had predicted hundreds of years before it happened. They predicted Jesus would be born of a virgin, and that's what happened. Micah predicted Jesus would be born in Bethlehem. That's what happened. Jeremiah predicted that Jesus would be a descendant of David. And that's what happened. And Jeremiah predicted that Jesus would become our righteousness. And that, of course, is our salvation. How could they know these things hundreds of years before it happened? Only by the revelation of God himself, because the Bible is not the word of people. It is the word of God himself. No prophecy was ever produced by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.